Drasha for Seder Noach Tovshin Samach Dalet. We are continuing with our major theme this year of picking out a mitzvah or a halacha that is mentioned or alluded to in the Sedra. In the Sedra of Noach, we have the sentence, U'min ha-behema asher einenu tahora. Noach is instructed to take seven animals from the clean animals and seven from those that are not clean. Now, the Torah could have said it very much more succinctly, that they are unclean. So the rabbis learn in Pesachim, Daf Gimel, from here, that La'olam al-yotzi adam dovram neguna mipiv. One should not say from his mouth something that is tainted, something that is not perfectly clean. The Torah went out of its way and used eight extra letters not to say the word unclean, tame, but rather to say enenu tahora, but it is not clean. The Gemara there learns also that we have sources that even the rabbis, when they speak, spoke this kind of untainted language. And even in worldly things, one should speak with untainted language. The Balamor points out that even though there's many times in the Torah uses the word tame, unclean, but that is when it's commanding us not to eat these animals or not to have contact with them in ways that would make us impure and unclean. And in order to bring out the exhortation clearly, the Torah doesn't mince words and it says it clearly. But here there is no command. It's just describing the types of animals that Noach took. And therefore there's no purpose to say the word Tamei, so the Torah goes out of its way to say it in a more untainted way. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Gimel, says that from this sentence, or from another sentence, in the similar sentence in the Sedra, we learn that a person should not speak derogatorily even about an unclean animal. And therefore the Torah went out of its way to call these unclean animals not clean, but not unclean, not tame. And the Shari Tshuva points out that at this point in history, these animals were permitted to be eaten, and therefore one should not speak derogatorily about something that one can eat and make use of. After these animals were prohibited to be eaten, then it was okay for the Torah to speak derogatorily about them since they are derogatory. Now the Shari Tshuva in Shar Gimel, Os Reish Lamed, says that the reason why it is so important to speak untainted language, even where it's not a language that is forbidden, is because this is a fence that protects one from ever speaking nivul peh, which is curse words and language that is totally obscene. It also protects a person from speaking lashon hara. If he doesn't speak derogatorily about animals or about inanimate objects, surely he won't speak derogatorily about human beings. And also, it is an honorable way for a person to speak and to show that he has intellect and intelligence, and he doesn't desecrate his intelligence. The idea behind this is that language is the expression of the soul. And that's why the lashon is called the lashon, the tongue, because it comes from the word lash, to knead. Kneading is the process of taking a solid flour and a liquid water, mixing them together and making dough. And the language, the tongue, takes the most inner spiritual thoughts of a person and clothes them in speech and makes them something that is existing in this physical world. Nivul peh, obscenity, therefore, is literally using your mouth for something that is like a dead carcass. It has no neshama to it. The speech is merely external. It's not clothing something holy and internal. And therefore, the Shari Tshuva also says that when one speaks in a tainted way and speaks obscenities, so that shows a lack of busha, of being ashamed, and tznius, and modesty. And it also desecrates his intellect. And therefore, not only should we not speak tainted things. When you have to speak about a positive thing and a negative thing, one should mention the positive thing first, as it does in the Torah. First it speaks about the kosher animals that Noach took, and then the non-kosher ones. The Shari Tshuva brings down a maisa of a chassid who was walking with his students, and they saw the carcass of a dead dog, and the students started to say how despicable it is and how much it smells. And the sage looked at the dog and said, "My, what beautiful white teeth this dog has." To teach us that one should always see the positive and not denigrate and speak the negative. Now, the Gemara learns from three sources. One, that when it comes to Torah words, that the Torah speaks untainted language. That alludes to the fact that one should not speak obscenities and not have shame and be modest. For the Torah is holy, and this represents a lack of holiness. The fact that the rabbis, the words of the wise, are also spoken in an untainted way hints to the fact that one should be cultured, intelligent, respectable, and wise, and honor his intellect. This is the idea of the chachamim, of the sages, and therefore we learn it from the pasuk lashon arumim. One should speak the words of the wise, and in worldly things it says borer milalo. One should speak clearly, but it also means to be selective, and this hints to the idea that speaking untainted language is an incentive and a guard not to speak lashon hara. When you have to be selective in what you say, then you will be selective in what you say, also in who you speak against and what kind of references you make to other people. So this is basically one of the lessons we learn from Seder Noach, even though there is no specific mitzvah from the 613 mitzvahs, but we learn this very important rule of speaking as in the most cultured and untainted way that is possible in every instance.